you know, I've really, before I pray, but I've really, God's put me in the place of the sort of the mainstream of life. And so many people, you know, are far from the Lord. I didn't realize it until I've been reading about the Apostle Paul. You know, you think that the Apostle Paul would be like a lot of the churches, you just go out here. He didn't. He wasn't. You read his word, he only went to those by the Spirit. He did not even worry about it. And I was reading in two or three different chapters how that the Apostle Paul moved, and Romans reflects on it. Different places I've been finding that in certain sections. And the Bible plainly says we don't cast our pearl before swine lest they devour us, basically. And it means you don't give out good stuff if you know it's going to be returned void. And they say, well, most of the carnal Christians, I mean, whether they're normal Christians, you just go out there anyway. No, you don't. Because a person cannot even be saved unless the Spirit draws. See, the natural man, that's the way you do it. You just get out there and you make people upset. If you have to, just tell them that they're going to hell. All these choice words that men use to lead, people use to lead people to the Lord. But basically, it's incorrect. It's improper. Jesus said, go let your light shine. And that's every Christian. We've got a mission, is letting our light shine. And we get into some of the hardest situations we can find. You still got to let your light shine. You might be down, and like yesterday, there for a while, I didn't even know I was going to make it. But you know, you still got to let your light shine. And the person was there, so I had to let my light shine. It's one of those, you have to let your light shine everywhere you are. But I really feel that that's our real problem. Is we want to do too much. And we need to realize that one word with God's better than a million without Him. So when we do all these other things on ourselves, it's like we're doing it. But He wishes us to do it in us, for us, at the time He wishes to do it. We should be such an attitude of prayer that we pray continually for situation. Every place that we are, the reason we're there is because the situation is probably not really correct. But you don't get up there and harp on anything, but you pray, you move through the spirit world. It starts changing the attitude, change the climate, and also change that you have the proper guidance in direction to be the cause of the blessing there. Everybody needs a blessing somehow. Even the unsaved need a blessing. And the blessings come as you come and stand up for God, not in the way that you're a selfish show-off, but you're channeling through what God's made of, love, joy, peace, and all these things, these gifts reflect off of us, and we're in a bad situation, they just go off, and people receiving it, and they're feeling it, and the lesser that you say, the more they receive. You get too vocal, then they lose it, because they're listening at what you're saying them, instead of feeling what's in them through the Spirit. They can feel. It's like vibes, whatever you want to call it. But there's things that come through us. It's God moves. God's beyond any of our understanding. He's so far beyond us that all we just be relaxed, God will move mightily. Anyway, that's just a little. But God, there's a reason why I said this, because the Lord has been speaking to me that His coming is very soon. And how do we tell people to be prepared? And basically, a lot will not be prepared, and they're not going to, because the Bible says, wide is the gate, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that enter therein, because straight is the gate that leadeth to eternal life, and few there be that find it. So, just because the whole world's going, there's no need that we have to join it, or we have to be partakers with it, or even condone it or condemn it. We have to live a life, move through the Spirit of God. But if through the spirit world, if you pray right, things just change for the good. Things move rightly and righteous. And we can start doing it within our own natural ability, and it becomes a flaw. But if you'll just relax and let the Spirit of God, things happen. People come to you and say, what's this? And things just, it just comes upon you. But it's the Spirit that moves. And you'll do greater works through the Spirit, and you will in the natural. God's proven it to me over and over and over. If you just live right, people will come to you and say, I have a need. I have a question. I have something that I need a proper guidance. And that it's a tool. God uses us through a tool. We're the tool that God's hands on our, the vessel, basically, that channels God's hands into our hands And we're not really, we're just a sort of receiver that goes out to someone else. But all this to come down that the Lord is coming. He's coming. He's coming very soon. And people are not prepared. People are not really concerned. I'm talking about the Christians. The Christians are more concerned in their Sunday schools, in their board meetings and things that about God than they are basically. And we can get so churchy within ourselves that we forget ourselves. We can do the same thing. We just so caught up with everything, but we're falling apart inside. And we don't do anything that way. We're just like a framework out here. Nothing's in it. We're like a house that has nothing inside us. And basically, that's what we are. We're a bunch of big blowhards. You know, we got something out here, and we got a lot of, but there's nothing in us. We're dry. We're empty. We're without God. And without God, we have no refuge. We have no position to stand for God. But the Lord is coming very shortly. And I'm one that's going to be prepared. I'm going to tell others, prepare ye the way of the Lord, because God is coming. God is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness. God spoke through Jesus and says, you tell them, he said, when you see these things come to pass, look up, your redemption draw on that. When you see the budding of the fig tree, you were to say, Lord, come quickly. And those are saying, Lord, come quickly, or who he's coming for. If we don't really want him to come, we're going to miss it. You know, I really found that in my heart here a while back. You know, we've got to really want to, because the Apostle Paul said, he says, they're coming for those who are loving his appearance. So there's many that's in here, you know, I've talked to them all the time. Well, you know, we just don't want to get in that morbid stuff. But God doesn't say that. It's not morbid, because it's morbid here. Everything's dead here. If you want to live, live in God. God will open the windows of heaven, put you upon a blessing. He'll flood the floodgates of heaven upon you, inspire you, enrich you, uphold you, make you wiser. You can't be wise in your own self, but God can make you wise. God can make you crafty. God can make you a instrument of praise, of honor. If the same particles that God is, he wants us to be. And he doesn't think it's wrong in us having on his attributes, his products. You know, when Caterpillar has a C-A-T thing, it means a cat. It don't mean a cat that crosses the street, but it means a big cat that's got yellow paint on, generally. But there's something about cat stuff that most people like if they're in business to do big, heavy work. And that's the way it is. God has stuff that no one else got. He's got the big stuff. He's got the good stuff. He's got the wonderful stuff. He has got glories. He's got everything that you need to go through this life, having joy every day of your life, waking up and say, good morning, America, good morning, because I'm having the Lord of God in your life. God's here, and sometimes we might get in some of the hard situations. Like the other morning, getting up at 1 o'clock wasn't easy. But it's not easy on the old flesh to come and do. And you something that afternoon, you're running out of power. You're running out of everything. But what I'm saying, we still got it in inside of us, even though we're falling apart. The outside, the inner man is renewed day by day. The light affliction we has is only for a moment, working for us a far more exceedingly eternal weight of glory. We're falling apart outside, but inside, we're just rejoicing. We're praise ye the Lord. This test is only going to last for a moment. If it doesn't last, I'm going to be in heaven in a few two or three seconds, so it doesn't really make any difference. It's just for a short pass of time that we're going through this life, and we need to enjoy it while we're here, that we might be a vessel of praise. How can we honor God if we're all down the dumps and we're all upset, and we never have any joy, we don't have no peace? People see us as those what they see us as. If we look like we're grumpy, people don't want to be around us. If we look like we're hateful, they don't want to be around us. But we have love, they want to be around you. If you're peaceful, they want part of you. And that's the particles of God. God's wonderful. See, he gives us a tool to use. That tool basically is this word, but you apply it through the Spirit, and then these gifts come upon you. Knowledge, tender-hearted, loving-kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, patience. You know, temperance is a thing that most people don't know. They throw temperance out, you know, because temperance is how you have to handle yourself. We need to learn how to handle our lives directed by the Spirit. And the Spirit of God is a supernatural. It's a supernatural power that God illuminates us with, and eliminates all wrong
particles. And we're just full of wrong particles even when we're saved. We can get the more saved. There's still wrong things in there that we got to work on. We got to work on. And you got to work on to the day that God takes you back. And you working on it is making you ready. It's making you, because you're up to date. You're up to date. I'm getting rid of that old black thing down there. But the next week I'll get rid of this black thing down here. And we get with its way life is. As we come across one channel, there's another one. There's another place that we have to cross over. We got to be a light shining in darkness, because there's much darkness. Every place we go is darkness. People don't see the light of God. They don't see the love of God. Everything they see is money and the things. And things are the things that draw us away from the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, if we can gain the whole world and lose our soul, what can a man give in exchange for soul? For we have the whole world. We cannot. There's nothing that can compare with our soul toward God. God's here to bless us, to strengthen us. But the signs of the times are truly here. I was thinking just today, basically, how the weather. If you just check the weather, there's weather problems in America that's never been. Just this week, there's been flooding. People flooded more and more. Ever since the first year, there's people out of homes. People are going through tornadoes. There's things that's happening. We haven't had the like Katrina, those kind of things, but we have had some bad divers' troubles. And the Lord says that there will be these things. There will be perplexities. There will be things that will cause men to say what's going on. If we're spiritual, we should be able to tell them that Jesus is coming. That's what it's for. Jesus. Don't you want to meet Jesus? Because you need to be meeting, because he's coming. Oh, yeah. Yes, he's coming. He's coming through the clouds of glory. And we need to be ready, prayed up, stayed up, and lived up for the Spirit of God. We need to have prayed up, lived up, and living the Spirit of God. We need to work on our hearts that we might be a vessel of praise, vessel not regarding our own self, not selfishness. You know, selfishness, we can see it. It's a very bad sin, if we can call it sin, because it is. When we're selfish, I've seen two dogs today. I have this little white one. He's very selfish. And you can just see it. Just, that's the way we are. Just, you know, he doesn't really want it, but he don't want someone else to have it. And that's the way we are, even Christians. You know, we don't really want it, but we don't want someone else to have that blessing. You know, that's logic. Is from the earth. We need God's Spirit. When the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And for us to stay saved and pray that, we need the Holy Spirit. I was reading it again a little bit ago in Romans, and it's in Hebrews too. But Romans talks about, the Apostle Paul said, there is no way to keep us in the place of having that energy only by the Spirit of God. The overcomer comes by the Spirit. And we need to realize that's there for a special setting for our lives. We can enjoy life itself, even though we have troubles. The Bible says a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but there's times that our hearts are not merry. There's times that we go through troubles, and there's times that we feel discouraged. But that's the time that we have to still stay strong in the Lord and not cave in, not wilt, not like a flower that wilts many times. The sun gets a little heat on it, like I get now in hot sun. I get a little heat, and then I'm wilting. We don't need to wilt, though. We need to have a supernatural supply of God's sunshine in our heart, to the degree that sunshine shines glory, shines loving kindness. It shines faith, hope, love, meekness, all the things of God. It shines through. It places in us that we might be a vessel of praise, that we would be like a picture that shows. When you see a picture, it denotes what it's saying. The picture talks, and that's why our lives talk by the Spirit, because the people, those round about, see the glory. They see the precious of, they feel good being around you. There's a sense of positivity, of caring. And many times without the love of God, we cannot care like we should. We don't care for loss. We don't care for the dying. We don't care for that one sick, when that's one that's going through hardships, through troubles of financial difficulties. We need to care. We need to be sympathetic. Sympathetic is a sympathy. And these are areas that help us to be ready when Jesus comes. We need to not take time to get our hearts hardened, but we need to take a time and soften our heart, but loving the love of God comes, that our hearts would be a pliable in the Lord, that there'd be love. The Spirit of God would be such a, it would be glory upon us. And it's the love of God that comes upon us. And God wishes for us in these last days out there over the land today. We need to realize every place out there, wherever you are concerned, you need to be a light shining in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. God's coming soon. He's looking for those who will let their light shine. Let the light of God shine in them. They might be thrilled, be excited, have the love of God and deity with the power of the Spirit of God. God will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. His eyes over the righteous and his ears are open to their cries. You know what a blessing that is? His eyes are open to the righteous and his ears are open to their cries. Just think about that. God never leaves. There's not a moment on your life that God's not there looking to you special. And that's really supernaturally a blessing that I can't understand. But it's true. God has eyes open to the righteous continuously. He's there. He sees you and he will not deny you. He will help you. He will be with you. You'll find out that you're made of better stuff than you. And I think that's what's happened to me time and time again. I found out that I was I could endure something better than I thought I could. And we all come to that place that we can go through things and have the joy of the Lord come through having a right heart and having and going through it and say, praise God, you know, I made it this time. Thank you, Jesus, because you made it. Well, you made where I'm possible that I might be a blessing, that I might let my light so shine in this land that we would glorify our Heavenly Father, that we would glorify everything that we do and say, that we would uplift the name of the Lord, that we would be channels of praise. And I believe that's the place that many people are absent in the work field. You know, I've never worked on very many jobs that there was any Christians on. And I've seen Christians say they've been on jobs that they never opened their mouth. And now it's probably pretty cold too. But when you'll just live it, people know. They know that you have an encounter with someone that's real. They know that you have something. You don't go and just say, I'm this and that. No, you let your light shine. The light just shines. And our light just shines. You can get that through. It shines the glory of God that we might be a vessel of praise. That it shines that Jesus is coming. Everything that we shine is Jesus coming. That's all you got to do is shine and Jesus is coming. He is coming and he's coming for those whose light is shining. We have to have a light shining 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Never runs out. It's there all the time. The wise virgins, they had oil so their lights continually shine. And those who didn't have the oil, their lights couldn't shine. And when the Lord came, they missed it. And that's basically what's going to happen. We need a continuance of oil. And the oil in our lamp, I believe, is the Holy Spirit. It pretty much, the scholars say that, it denotes the oil. The Holy Spirit is that oil that we need to keep our lamp shining for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I feel good when I come here tonight. I felt tired. I felt broken down. I felt like a nobody. But I'll tell you, I feel good right now. The Spirit of God's here and over this land. If there's anybody that you need prayer right now, in the name of Jesus for that one, you're going through trials. I want to pray for you and God will lift you up. Father, I pray for those who are discouraged this day in Jesus' name. I pray that you'd touch them in a mighty way for that one who has been walking in sinful terrors this day. Help them to think about what they're doing and help them to make a decision for the Lord Jesus Christ that they might be ready, that they might be prepared when the Lord comes. And I pray that everyone that, in the sound of my voice, whatever the need is, that God will touch you, meet your need this day for that one that you're sick in body. I pray that God is the great physician through Jesus Christ. It says, by his stripes, we're healed. And I claim the healing touch of Jesus this day by the Spirit of God. And God's given me the gift of healing. And there's a gift of healing that when you speak it, God moves upon it. And those that will take the heed to that will be healed. And I claim healing this day for those who need a healing touch. Whatever the need is this day, Jesus is the answer. He will heal you. He will save you. He will keep you on that honest pathway. He will keep you from harm's troubles. And he will bless you. He will strengthen you. He will uplift you. For those ones who have have that new marriage. I see you right feel the yourself. There's a couple out there. You're a couple couples, quite a few couples of young married. You need Jesus in your marriage. You need Him as to having the husband and wife coming together in one person. You need to come together through this the matrimony of God's Spirit, that the love of God will be upon you, and so you'll be as one, and God will bless you. He will strengthen you and your family. He will bless your family. He will bless your needs, and you will do that. Have a covenant with God. God will enable you. He'll uplift you. He'll bless your home. He will give you new strength. He will give you a blessing that you will even touch those round about you, the other children, and see your children, and they will see the love of God upon them. God wants to bless mightily His people this day. For those out there this day that you having financial trouble, I pray that Jesus will help you this day. God will make you the source. He will be able to give you finances. He will be able to save you. Put your hands in His hand, and He will never let you go. He will keep you whatever the need be this day. That one out there, you need an automobile this day. I claim an automobile for this one. I pray that they will have a suitable transportation for what they needs is. Bless them in a mighty way. I pray for that one. You need a home. You need a home better than what you have. And I pray that God, you provide a home for them this day in the wonderful name of Jesus. For that one, you have an arm that's hurting you this day right now. I pray in Jesus' name that arm be healed. I pray that arm to come be satisfied for the others out there. For that one that have ear problems, I pray for the hearing of ears to be healed in Jesus' name. For those ones who have headaches, I know I can testify this, that God healed my head quite a few years back, and I've never had a headache since. If you not for those who have headaches right now, I want you to put your hand up upon your head in Jesus' name. Put your left hand up in your head and take your right hand and raise it toward heaven, and God's going to heal you right this moment from headaches. In the name of Jesus, headaches go away in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Whom the Son set free is free of thee. Whatever the need is this day, I pray that God will bless you for that one who's having that word of cancer. Renounce it in your body, because God can take that cancer from you. He can heal you. He can save you. He can lift you up. He can encourage you. We need to realize that God is the great physician. We're more than conquerors through Him which loves us. We're more than able to meet whatever face. But God's here to touch His people tonight. And I pray for a miracle. I pray for the world. Wherever you are, you can be in the farthest part of the world this night. And I pray that God will heal you right now, this moment, whatever your healing is. I claim healing in the wonderful name of Jesus. By the stripes of Jesus, you have that healing. In the name of Jesus, we claim it. We claim I can't hardly talk, so I know God's moving. And my tongue gets great heavy when the Spirit of God's moving. And I know that God's here to heal you. He is the staff of life, and God will make a way for you this night. He will give you strength, that you'll be an overcomer, that you'll be ready to meet Him. And when He comes through the clouds of glory, out there, everyone in my voice, I pray that you'll make yourself ready to meet Jesus, because He's coming soon. He's coming. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Lord God is coming, coming. God is not slack concerning His promises. God's coming through the things that He ordained. He ordained that when troubled times would come upon this earth, He would be returning. When we see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, and when there's bloodshed over in Israel, we know His coming is soon. We know truly, and when the gospel is preached to all four corners of the earth, which it is, the gospel of Jesus Christ is going worldwide. Father, we pray for it's going through electronics. This is happening. But you knew a way that it was going to happen. And there's more people now that can hear the word of God than ever in history. And I pray wherever you are, in India, wherever you are, in Ireland, wherever you are, in England, I pray in Germany, wherever you are, in the name of Jesus, I claim a mighty blessing from heaven. I pray for a worldwide revival. Brother Freedom, what's a worldwide revival of us, that we'll be on fire for the Lord Jesus Christ, that we will lift up the wonderful name of Jesus, and out there you can be part of this wonderful blessing. I pray that God will bless you mightily. I feel the Spirit of God mightily this night. And Father, I pray for great miracles. I pray for great things to take place by your people. I feel the Spirit of God in my head, my whole being, and I claim victory this night for all of you out there. I pray for a mighty blessing. I don't want to quit, because I don't want to leave this blessing, but I will do what God tells me to quit, which is right now. God wants to bless you. He wants to create a new heart within you. He wants you to rearrange you. Wherever you are through the world, you can have Jesus. You can have Jesus. Don't let anybody, don't let the enemy deny you. You can have His painful, Jesus paid the price in full that you could be saved. You can be an overcomer. You can have God's blessings. And you could be enriched by His power. Father, I pray for a mighty blessing on these people. I pray that You'd open the windows of heaven, pour upon them a blessing that they cannot contain. For everyone that's in this hearing of My voice, pour upon them a blessing that they cannot contain, that they might be blessed from the very crown of their head, the very sole of their feet. The enemy can't come against them no longer. But yet, God, come against the powers of darkness. Come against Your people. Set them free this night. Set them free that they might receive this miracle in Jesus' wonderful name. Set them free this night. Oh, Lord, we set them free in Jesus' wonderful name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank You, Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. God's here to do something wonderful. I pray for those out there that you've got that supernatural blessing tonight. Why don't you call my brother and write to him on the internet and tell him, because we would love to hear from you. God bless you. God richly bless you. Let His face shine upon you. Be glorious upon you forevermore. We just praise You. We love You. We thank You. We pray for everyone out there that knows Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. We praise You and we thank, lift up the wonderful name of Jesus. We pray that you'll have a good day tomorrow, if God permits, or tonight, wherever you are in this world. If God comes tonight, you'll be in heaven. But if He doesn't, I pray that you'll have a wonderful day in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Glory. Glory. Ooh, glory.